Chapter 18. Lanling 3. Every day and every night. Natira Tucker, an adorable creature, wrote in Night Hunt FC. 52 WNC results are in! Spoilers, they're not pretty. Honestly, I'm surprised they're even issuing these results, given that the game got so compromised. So, as everyone knows, 52 WNC was a mess. Some of the monsters kept glitching, and the official streams got taken offline. From what, Link, Nie Huaisang's stream told us, though. 1. Wei Wuxian did, to some extent, manipulate the game outside the command center. 2. Su Minshan is allegedly behind some of the sabotage of the other competitors. 3. And Jing Guangyao is allegedly behind the glitches both in this game and at the 51 WNC. In the light of number 1, the INU has, Link, disqualified Wei Wuxian's scores for this competition, so he is completely out of the running. The winner of the 52 WNC should be Jin Sichuan, but because he just found out about number 3 and how Jin Guangyao's alleged glitches have hurt the other players, he is, Link, refusing the medal. So, Link, Jiang Wenyin is the winner of 52 WNC. And, Link, Wen Qionglin and Lan Wangji are in second and third place. IMO, they should just redo this game. It was a big mess, and honestly, I'd like to see a version where things don't go horribly wrong. The setup looked so promising, too. Thoughts? Tagged with 52 WNC, Competitive Cultivation, Comp Cult, Wei Wuxian, Jin Sichuan, Jiang Wenyin, Su Minshan, Jiang Guangyao, Wen Qionglin, Lan Wangji, TLDR, Scores, Results. 5,628 comments. Er Yi. I'm not the only one who saw WWX doing that from, like, a mile off, right? Kiss Me Kate. Yeah, he does always kind of have the rules are for other people kind of attitude. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't let him compete anymore. Game manipulation doesn't lead to an equal playing field after all. Corona Borealis. LMAO, you're really out here thinking the playing field was ever level. Light Brigade Marie. YNF at least stands behind WWX's manipulation as an attempt to end the game so everyone can get out safely. Fuck INU for trying to punish a good deed. Starry Knight. I admit, this is not exactly how I imagined Jiang Wenyin or Jin Sichuan winning gold. Disappointing. Region Tertiary. I bet they're a lot more disappointed than you. I'm fine, insists Wei Wuxian, for what feels like the umpteenth time, as a nurse tries to check on him. Dr. Wen gave me the all clear an hour ago. Dr. Wen is a little preoccupied, says the nurse, nodding down the hospital corridor at the other competitors waiting to be attended to. Let me check for a concussion, at least. I don't have one, says Wei Wuxian. The nurse frowns in a way so reminiscent of Lan Wangji, though, that he groans and lets her check anyway. Just wanted to be safe, she says, nodding and stepping back. The timeout system usually means we can treat people as soon as they come in, so without it, we've been a bit swamped. Wei Wuxian winces. I can imagine, he mutters, gingerly rubbing at his wrists. Miraculously, there hasn't been much chafing. The nurse hums. Well, I'll leave you to it, she says, before moving down the line to where Nie Huaisang is sitting. Wei Wuxian sighs, leaning his head back against the ugly hospital walls, and thinks about the results again. Disqualification. He'd known this was coming. He'd expected this reaction. It still doesn't make the reality any less upsetting. And while this disqualification doesn't mean he's completely banned from the sport, it's as good as a ban. After all, no one wants to play against someone who can manipulate the game. Well, Madam Yu would be satisfied with that. The thought is bitter, petty even. All those years learning alongside Yang Cheng despite her protests, all those arguments about whether or not he himself is qualified to compete, all thrown away because of an event partially out of his control. Wei Wuxian swallows down the lump in his throat. The worst thing is, if he had to do this again, he would still choose to do the same. Manipulate a broken game to save lives, even if it meant he could never compete again in the future. There must be a life outside of Comp Cult, he knows. It wouldn't have nutritionists trying to convince his Shuqia to stop feeding him his favorite foods. He wouldn't be training at unreasonable times in the morning. And there would be no more traveling to competitions. No more playing the ditsa at banquets. No more regular excuses to see Lan Wangji in person, unless they do something about that, too. About the ashes of the rivalry set at their feet, or the fragile new something quickly blossoming between them. Has been blossoming for some time, while Wei Wuxian wasn't watching, but nonetheless still new to him and fragile. Wei Wuxian looks down the hall again. Lan Wangji is nowhere to be seen, but Jiang Cheng is just a couple chairs away, moodily running his fingers through the ribbon on his medal. Ah Cheng, he calls. Jiang Cheng looks up at him before jerking his head at the empty seat next to him. Wei Wuxian looks around, ascertaining that the nurses and doctors are occupied, before moving over to sit next to his shirty. How's Mian Mian? He asks. Jiang Cheng sighs. Recovering, he says. Well, I'd certainly hope so, mutters Wei Wuxian. Jiang Cheng scowls at him. Sorry, good for her. Jiang Cheng subsides, returning his attention to his medal. Wei Wuxian sighs and pats his shoulder. Congrats on the gold, he offers. Jiang Cheng shakes his head. I didn't earn this, he mutters. I only got it because Zixuan feels guilty, and because the entire game glitch thing hurt other people. I don't understand why they can't just try to run the game again. The Game Masters have to get their own shit together first, Wei Wuxian points out. You know, all that stuff with Jing Guangyao and his score deflation. That's the thing I don't get, says Jiang Cheng, staring down at the medal still. Zixuan got deflated, but he regularly took third and fourth. He even got fourth at the Olympics where he didn't get deflated. How does any of that match up? Would he have won any earlier competitions if Jing Guangyao hadn't been pulling the strings? Bai Feng, probably, says Wei Wuxian. Jiang Cheng sighs. I hate to say this, but Su Shi's right. It's just your word against his, he says. There's actual proof of you manipulating the game, and none of him or Jing Guangyao doing the same. There's the information scroll Qin Su gave to Dao Enterprises, says Wei Wuxian. I doubt that's going to be made public knowledge, scoffs Jiang Cheng. It's not looking good for you. Even though Yun Meng supports you, you might not be able to compete again. I know, says Wei Wuxian. The resignation feels like second nature already. But what else am I going to do? Keep my mouth shut? That's what they're hoping, yes, Jiang Cheng remarks dryly. I can't, says Wei Wuxian automatically. Other people might get hurt. Jiang Cheng scoffs. Don't be a hero, Ah Ying. Wei Wuxian shrugs. It doesn't matter if I swallow my pride and recant my accusation, he points out. Now that people know I've manipulated the game, no one will ever trust any wins I get after this. You know how people are when they are determined to hate you. So you're just gonna lie down and give up? Wonders Jiang Cheng. Seems uncharacteristic of you. Wei Wuxian laughs, short, harsh, teeth bared. You think I'm gonna give up? Jiang Cheng's eyes narrow as he looks him up and down. Well then, what do you plan to do? Competitor Wei, we heard you had something to say, asks one of the reporters amidst the flurry of flashing cameras in one of the too many parlors of Koi Towers. Wei Wuxian nods, looking over at where Lan Xichun and the heads of the INU are waiting. Lan Xichun nods at him, though his expression is bittersweet. I'd like to make a brief statement, Wei Wuxian says. First off, a clarification regarding my manipulation of the game in the arena this year. That was indeed something I did, but I believed at the time that I had no choice, and I stand by that decision. The INU head's expressions darken. Wei Wuxian continues to smile at the cameras as he continues. I also know the allegations I made against Head Game Master Jin are very serious. I can assure you, though, that they are not unsubstantiated. There is proof that Jin Guangyao and Su Minshan are guilty of what I've accused them of. I'd like to ask the board of directors of Dao Enterprises, who ordered an investigation into the security of this last game, to release the game logs of both the 51st and 52nd World Night Hunting Championships. His smile broadens further as he sees a flash of white at the entrance to the room, sees Lan Wangji's tall figure quietly slipping through the crowd. In light of my first statement, of course, I understand the concerns from the INU regarding whether or not my ability to compete has been compromised. In deference towards the situation and in interest of focusing on my studies, I'd like to announce that I will be taking a break from competitive cultivation. Lan Wangji freezes mid-stride. Wei Wuxian's heart leaps into his throat. How long do you anticipate this break being? Wonders the reporter next to him. Wei Wuxian shrugs. For as long as it takes for the game to develop stronger safeguards against internal and external sabotage, as well as additional safety measures for the competitors, he says. Any questions? Besides studying, what do you plan to do during your time off? Wei Wuxian looks at Lan Wangji, whose eyes are wide. He takes a deep breath as his heart pounds madly with the anticipation of saying something he knows he has to say. I realize there are things in my life I was taking for granted, he says, and I want to spend more time pursuing them, to devote every day of this break to appreciating the ones I love. A stunned hush falls through the room. Lan Wangji reaches for a reporter's microphone, clears his throat. Wei Ying, I have a question. Yeah? Wei Wuxian tilts his head, slightly confused. What's your news?
What would you do if the third-place competitor relinquished their medal, too?
Wei Wuxian blinks as the reporters begin to murmur amongst themselves. Lan Wangji holds the microphone, just so that only the faintest hint of a smile can be seen. Why would the third-place competitor do such a thing? Wei Wuxian wonders, his voice slightly hoarse. Lan Wangji nods.
Because there is no victory for me without you, he replies.
In the ensuing uproar and the flash of cameras, Wei Wuxian distinctly sees Lan Wangji's mouth move to form three words. He returns them, heart swelling in equal measure. I love you. After the pandemonium is contained and the press conference concluded, Lan Wangji catches up to Wei Wuxian in the hallway outside the parlor.
Wei Ying, he says,
taking Wei Wuxian's wrist and pulling him closer. Wei Wuxian leans in readily, pressing a kiss into his shoulder. Are you okay? He asks, looking back up at Lan Wangji's handsome face. His words echo still in Wei Wuxian's ears. Victory, victory. In the end, it just narrows down to the two of them standing in front of one another in a hallway, doesn't it? Your announcement, he says after a moment. You didn't need to. Lan Wangji holds him tighter, his sandalwood aftershave flooding Wei Wuxian's senses.
I meant what I said. I informed the INU of my decision prior to joining you.
You didn't have to, mutters Wei Wuxian.
I am responsible for the song that enabled you to manipulate the game,
replies Lan Wangji.
I should face the consequences with you.
Wei Wuxian sighs. You couldn't have known, he points out.
It resonated with you and amplified your spiritual energy, replies Lan Wangji. That, for me, is proof enough.
Wei Wuxian's shoulders slump as he tucks himself in, closing his eyes. He can feel Lan Wangji's hands against the small of his back, soft, hesitant. After a moment, Lan Wangji mumbles,
Your announcement.
Yeah? Wonders Wei Wuxian.
Are you sure?
About what? Lan Wangji raises an unamused eyebrow, so Wei Wuxian laughs, reaching up to cup his face. About what I said? Yeah, I meant that. I was actually thinking of transferring to the University of Chai to bother you for real.
but taking a break. Lan Wangji falters, fumbles for the words. Are you sure about that?
Lan Chan, murmurs Wei Wuxian, pressing their foreheads together. If there's one thing I've learnt from us, it's that it's okay to be unsure. And I'm not sure about this at all.
His fingers tangle in Lan Wangji's hair. He can feel Lan Wangji's breath against his skin.
I might go stir-crazy next week and return to the game. I might get into an accident with my sword and never night hunt again. I might even actually end up top of the class at University of Chai if you're not careful.
He winks at that, and Lan Wangji shakes his head.
And I'm absolutely, absolutely not sure what will happen if we end up dating for real. And you know how much that scares me. But I'm sure of one thing, at least. I am sure I love you.
He pauses.
And I can only hope that being sure of that means everything will be okay.
Lan Wangji exhales softly at that, his shoulders sinking slightly in the closest approximation he dares of slumping in relief.
Wei Ying,
he manages, kissing Wei Wuxian's forehead, his eyelids, his cheeks.
I am sure I love you, too.
Then you're trusting my decision, right? Lan Wangji nods, entwining their fingers.
I trust Wei Ying,
he agrees, before burying his face against the crook of Wei Wuxian's shoulder. It's at this moment that Wei Wuxian realizes that this might be the longest that Lan Wangji has ever held anyone close, much less him, and his heart skips a beat. The world around them is changing. The game they're playing is changing, too. Even they will change as they continue to grow as athletes and people. But in spite of all of that, of all of the upheavals, Wei Wuxian knows he can count on Lan Wangji to be there for him. The Lanling City Times. News. Jin Guangyao steps down as head game master of INU amid flurry of criticism. Lawsuits. Jin Guangyao announced his retirement from the INU as head game master shortly after the conclusion of the 52nd World Night Hunting Championships. This announcement comes on the heels of several lawsuits from the families of competitors injured during the competition, as well as from Dow Enterprises, the company responsible for developing the technology used in the games. Mr. Jin is allegedly responsible for deliberate tampering with the integrity of the obstacles and safety features of the game deployed for the 52 WNC. Amid tremendous pressure from the families affected, as well as from the general populace and social media, the Lanling City Police Department is opening a criminal negligence investigation into Mr. Jin's actions during the 52 WNC.
We have reason to believe that there may be evidence of negligence on the part of Mr. Jin regarding the events of 52 WNC, said the Lanling City Police in its press briefing. We are doing what we can to ensure a fair and truthful investigation.
In the meantime, the International Night Hunting Union has selected Lan Xichun to succeed him as interim head game master until the spot can be properly appointed at the start of the next Comp Cult season. Read more. As Koi Towers hurriedly prepares for the banquet all around them, Wei Wuxian finds Jin Sichuan watching the pandemonium from the upstairs landing, his face pensive.
Where's Ali? He asks.
Jin Sichuan shrugs.
She mentioned something about the kitchens a couple hours ago, he says, probably putting the fear of God into the caterers.
Ah, Wei Wuxian chuckles. Classic Yan Li.
He leans on the mahogany banister, watching the people below hurry to and fro with flowers and draperies.
Your father's really insisting on having a banquet even after all this mess?
Even after you denied your gold medal?
Appearances, scoffs Jin Sichuan. Competitions end with banquets. We already paid for everything anyway.
And your half-brother?
Wei Wuxian scrolls through his Weibo feed, pulling up the news article.
It says he stepped down.
His work is done, says Jin Sichuan, his voice bitter. People keep talking about this as if the games will continue,
as if there will be another season, but somehow I doubt it. Some sponsors are threatening to pull out. It'll be harder to find others, and, well, if Father keeps trying to foot the bill, his chances of winning the election will plummet. Wei Wuxian feels guilt curl in his stomach. I did this, didn't I? He mutters.
You know, I wish I could say you did, replies Jin Sichuan. But it was me. Your manipulation was the most visible part of it, of course, but Qin Su showed me the logs. There were recordings. They're damning.
How was it you? You didn't do anything, Wei Wuxian points out. Jin Sichuan laughs harshly.
I was born, wasn't I?
He wonders, before turning to walk down the stairs. Wei Wuxian jogs to catch up with him, confused.
So what if you were born? He demands. You heard the recordings. He compared himself to me.
That's exactly it, Jin Sichuan bellows, whirling around halfway down the stairs. His entire face is red with the exertion of wanting to say what's on his mind. But then he looks out at the room and thinks better of it. Taking a deep breath, he shakes his head and rushes for a side door, out to the gardens. Wei Wuxian follows. Only once they're out amid the bonsais does Jin Sichuan take a deep breath and continue.
My half-brother's mother, you've heard, right? The ex-porn star. She was found dead in a hotel just days before all of this happened. I can understand grief. I can understand rage. But murder? What possessed him to hate me so much? To hate the rest of this world so much that he would attempt to use a game to kill us off?
Wei Wuxian doesn't know what to say. Jin Sichuan's fists crackle with spiritual energy, in a way reminiscent of Jiang Cheng's when he's on the verge of losing control. It would be easier, wouldn't it, if he himself was the only one taking the blame, if his manipulation had been just that and not out of an attempt to save the lives of others stuck in the game?
That's what I don't understand, says Jin Sichuan,
his chest heaving with tears he's trying valiantly, desperately to hold back.
When did he cross the line? He was still family, even if he hardly ever acknowledged that in private. I would have tried to help him.
Wei Wuxian thinks to the gold medal clutched tight and bitter in Jiang Cheng's fist, and doesn't know what else to say.
Left my heart in Chai. Jin Chu, Yin Chu, wrote in, "Oh no, they didn't." Meng Shu's death officially ruled as suicide. News comes on the heels of her son, Jin Guangyao's resignation amid the flurry of controversy surrounding the 52nd World Night Hunting Championships. Meng Shu, former Playboy bunny and adult film actress, was a champion for the rights of adult entertainment actors like herself. However, her last brush with media notoriety came at the cost of her life. As she was preparing to, link, sue real estate developer and presidential candidate Jin Guangshan for attempting to blackmail her into signing an NDA about their past affair. Prior to her death, Ms. Meng had been facing intense media scrutiny as well as online harassment. Her attempt to open up about her experience only resulted in an escalation. Police believe the harassment and threats led directly to her taking her own life. Jin Guangyao could not be reached for comment regarding the matter. Source. Tagged with Asian celebrities. 2,849 comments. Cute little green raccoon. Little Apple Daily is a trash paper, but for once I think they might be onto something. Suicide? My ass. There's no way the officials handling this case didn't get paid off. Jiang Wayne. Well, none of the official sources are going to talk about it because censorship and trying to get the entire thing swept under the rug quickly, so shrug emoji. Stu Chai. Something about the fact that JGS is a prez candidate makes me side-eye whether or not the suicide ruling is legit. BBTTLES. I know, right? Something seems fucky here. Thinking emoji. It's just too convenient for him for her to commit suicide at this stage.
Jigglypuff. You know, taking this news into account, I'm honestly no longer surprised her son did what he did at 52 WNC. Was it still shitty? Yeah, but dude should have gotten mental health counseling instead of trying to kill a bunch of kids. Kick JGY. I hope he gets locked up, though. He traumatized an entire generation of young athletes with that chit show of a game. Laura Willow. This continues to be an utter mess. We really should have more discussions about online harassment and holding people accountable for the shit they send when they're on and on. Bro 420. A lot of people harassed her off and on, Chief. She was an acceptable target because she did porn. Laura Willow. Yeah, the slut-shaming thing was... ugh. Pure of Heart. I hope those monsters who sent her hate are forced to live the rest of their lives knowing they caused her death. They killed her with their words. Popsicle Twink. What if it turns out it was actually foul play? Pure of Heart. The internet killed her long before JGS's goons did. After Jin Zixuan leaves the gardens, saying something about finding Jiang Yanli, Wei Wuxian checks his phone to see that Wen Ying has returned to Koi Towers. Wen Ying is all smiles when Wei Wuxian goes to visit him. There's still a couple of bandages around his head, but he looks none the worse for wear. I was told I was out for quite some time, he says, looking up from the phone he'd been browsing through in bed. Wei Wuxian snorts. Do you always hulk out when you consume caffeine? He wonders. Wen Ying's cheeks flush bright red at that. It does sometimes happen. He hedges, suddenly very interested in his phone again. I'm sorry, it won't happen again. No, I don't think you hurt anyone, and you got second place out of it, so that's good. Wen Ying swallows. I did hear you got disqualified because you manipulated the game. Wei Wuxian sighs, nods. The statue was glitching. We had to end it for her somehow. Wen Ying nods as well. I see, he says, worrying his fingers into the comforter. And you also said you were taking a break, too. So you won't be coming back next year? I wonder if there'll even be a world championships next year, wonders Wei Wuxian. Unless Lan Zichen can make some changes as interim head. But I don't know. Jin Zixuan seemed very gloomy about the entire thing when I asked him about it. Of course he would be, says Wen Ying. His half-brother was responsible for everything. Wei Wuxian nods. I suppose... Leaning back against the pillow, Wen Ying folds his arms across his chest and raises an eyebrow at him. And did you finally get to talk with Lan Wangji? Wei Wuxian looks down at his hands, feeling his cheeks heat just at the sound of Lan Wangji's name. Yeah, he says. He's fine with my decision to take a break. And what about the two of you? Asks Wen Ying, tilting his head to the side. Like... have you two finally figured it out with one another? I think so. Even just saying that makes him feel lighter, like he's suspended on a golden string heading for the moon. Wei Wuxian's heart has not been this warm in ages. I think maybe we're going to be fine. We're going to work things out. I'm glad to hear that. Wen Ying's own smile is wistful as he reaches out to pat Wei Wuxian's hand. It'll be strange not competing with you. I don't think I'd even be here without you. Well, you wouldn't have been hurt if I hadn't been there, mutters Wei Wuxian. But Wen Ying shakes his head at that. You don't know that, he rebukes. What's done is done. I'm glad I was able to help save you. And before Wei Wuxian can properly grasp what's going on, Wen Ying folds him into a hug, tucking his face against Wei Wuxian's shoulder. If he mouths anything into Wei Wuxian's jacket, neither of them acknowledge it as they pull away. I might be going to Yunmeng after all, Wen Ying adds, as Wei Wuxian checks his phone in time to see that the banquet is starting to get underway. My sister's seeking asylum there because of the work she did with the Song investigation. Wei Wuxian blinks.
she was the one. I can't confirm or deny anything, says Wen Yang immediately. If I told you, then I'd have to kill you. Wei Wuxian laughs. That sounds like a yes, he says. Wen Yang's cheeks flush at that. I wish you two all the best with that. I, myself, might be moving soon, too. Oh? Wonders Wen Yang. Where to?
Since he was disqualified, Wei Wuxian technically doesn't need to show up at the banquet. But when he gets a WeChat message saying nothing but...
Music note emoji, blue heart emoji, red heart emoji, music note emoji.
He immediately jumps at the opportunity.
Are you ready? Asks Lan Wenqi. Wei Wuxian nods, his hands lightly clutching his dizi. Are you sure? He asks. I'm technically supposed to be a disgraced cheater, you know.
Lan Wangqi's eyes twinkle.
I want you by my side, they seem to say, as he takes Wei Wuxian's hand. To me, you are victorious.
Wei Wuxian wishes he could never let go. They step down the staircase in front of the assembled crowd, heading for the small dais where Lan Wangqi's guqin lies waiting for them. He takes a seat at it, looking up at Wei Wuxian as he does. Wei Wuxian nods, and Lan Wangqi begins to play. That familiar song fills the room, ensnaring the will, bewitching the senses. It's a song of joy and sorrow, a song of longing and love. Lan Wangji's gaze never leaves his as he hits the first refrain, and Wei Wuxian joins in on his dizi, his fingers dancing across the stops as if he'd been born to play this piece. He might have. It's almost as natural as breathing.
Out of the corner of his eye, Wei Wuxian sees Nie Huaisang filming them for his online fans. He smiles a little brighter when the phone is pointed towards him, but other than that, his gaze never leaves Lan Wangji's. With every note of their song, Wei Wuxian's heart soars a little higher. It's over all too soon. They bow for the cheering crowd. Lan Wangqi extends a hand. Wei Wuxian takes it. Together, they head out of the banquet, towards a set of back stairs leading upwards. Upwards, where their rooms are.
Everyone who saw us go was expecting this, Wei Wuxian remarks as he unlocks his door.
Lan Wangqi follows him in unceremoniously, closing the door behind them with a soft click. We probably could have been less obvious.
Lan Wangqi snorts. You would not have understood otherwise, he remarks.
Wei Wuxian gasps in mock offense. Give a man some warning before you drag him so mercilessly, he exclaims, but strides closer nonetheless, wrapping his arms around Lan Wangji's neck.
I have a request, Lan Arguge.
Lan Wangqi raises an eyebrow. Wei Wuxian grins.
Could you kiss me?
He asks. Lan Wangji's lips twitch a little, but he acquiesces nonetheless, pressing his lips gently against Wei Wuxian's. Wei Wuxian deepens the kiss, his hands now moving to cup the sides of Lan Wangji's head. He's lost track of how many times he's kissed Lan Wangji by now, but each kiss feels like he's kissing him again for the first time, doing and redoing things over and over until they find the exact perfect kiss. This one, he realizes as they pull apart and he notices the note of breathlessness in his own lungs and the flush lingering in Lan Wangji's ears, could be it. Lan Wangji impatiently walks him back to the bed.
Would you...
He begins, but then trails off with his cheeks flushed and expression uncertain. Wei Wuxian laughs, leaning in to kiss him again.
What do you want, Lan Arguge?
He wonders gently. There's precious little I wouldn't do for you.
You in me,
mutters Lan Wangqi. The words slowly pulled out of him as if he's not quite sure how to phrase this brave new something that he's asking for.
Love me.
Wei Wuxian's breath hitches. Absolutely, he says, even as his knees crumple against the bed and he sits down heavily.
Do you have supplies?
Nightstand,
says Lanwangji. And sure enough, the nightstand holds a couple condoms and lube.
I checked mine the first night.
Wei Wuxian can't help the laughter that wheezes out of him. Given Jing Guangshan's reputation, the ready availability of such supplies should be cause for concern. But in this moment, all he can do is cackle at how prepared his ex-rival, boyfriend, Lan Chan, is. Why am I not surprised? He wonders, before shuffling backwards across the comforter a little more. Come here. Lan Wangji goes eagerly, chasing after him as always. His hands make sharp work of his suit, leaving him in nothing but a white tank top and briefs, clambering over to straddle Wei Wuxian's legs. Lan Wangji cups his face and captures his lips hungrily. Wei Wuxian surrenders himself just as needily. He leans in hard to the pillows with his hands on Lan Wangji's hips. His fingers skim along the pale skin just under the hem of his tank top before hooking into the waistband of his briefs. Lan Wangji bucks into him, guiding Wei Wuxian's hand to grab his ass. Wei Wuxian chuckles. So needy, he breathes. Lan Wangji's fringe ghosts across his face as his fingers trace his jaw. Lan Wangji raises an eyebrow, as if to tell him he's one to talk. Wei Wuxian's amusement only grows. What, Lan Arguga? There's no need to rush. I'm not going anywhere this time, I swear. Saying that, he flips their positions, pressing Lan Wangji down into the comforter with eager kisses. His nerves threaten to overwhelm him as he takes off his own jacket, shirt, trousers, flinging them away somewhere. Lan Wangji's hands have wandered to palm himself through his briefs, a visible tent forming as his hands stroke and his lashes flutter. Wei Wuxian swallows, reaching out to help, and Lan Wangji bucks into him again, with eager need. Given his inexperience in leading, all he can really do is recall what Lan Wangji did for him, and try to mimic that to the best of his ability. He takes off Lan Wangji's tank top, kissing a sloppy but reverent trail down his body until he hits his waistband and pauses. Are you sure? He asks. Have to make sure, have to reassure himself as well. Lan Wangji nods furiously, tangling his hands into Wei Wuxian's hair. When Wei Wuxian peels back his briefs and takes him into his mouth, he's immediately rewarded with a soft gasp. This is the first time he's done this, knowing Lan Wangji loves him, needs him, has only ever been waiting for him. It makes the guilt of his previous assumptions pile up inside, makes him want to do this right, do this perfectly. Not only because it's penitence for the hurt Wei Wuxian has caused, but also because it's what he deserves. He clenches his hand as his mouth moves down Lan Wangji's shaft, taking him as deep as he can.
Wei Ying,
breathes Lan Wangji, his tone soft and adoring.
You.
Wei Wuxian starts to move along the length of his cock, one hand gripping the root as his head bobs along the shaft. Lan Wangji moans, his fingers tightening in Wei Wuxian's hair. His breathing is already ragged, his ears flushed with sensation. He remembers what he did last time, and he tries to replicate that, bobbing, stroking, sucking, as if to convince Lan Wangji to pick him, choose him. But he did. He picked Wei Wuxian from the very start, and it was Wei Wuxian himself who did not realize that. So he pours his heart into this, worshipping Lan Wangji's cock with his touches and kisses. He picks up the pace in time with Lan Wangji's hips, pressing him down as he bobs eagerly and sloppily along his length. Lan Wangji's fingers tug at his hair, clench in the sheets. He bites off his moans, but Wei Wuxian can tell from the erratic rise and fall of his chest how much of an effect this is having on him.
Let go, Lan Arguga.
He breathes, pressing a kiss into Lan Wangji's tip. When he runs his tongue along the underside of his shaft, Lan Wangji makes a strange, choked-off noise.
Let me know how you feel. Wei Ying,
groans Lan Wangji.
I'm gonna...
The bitter tang of him suddenly coats Wei Wuxian's lips and tongue. Wei Wuxian blinks in sudden surprise as Lan Wangji's body relaxes soft against the pillows.
You don't have to,
he begins, his cheeks flushed. But Wei Wuxian has already swallowed and licked his lips clean, shifting upwards to kiss him again. Lan Wangji's hands dig into the waistband of his pants, pulling the thin black material down over his hips. Wei Wuxian gasps into the kiss as Lan Wangji's fingers close around his own cock, teasing out pre-cum with slender, calloused fingers. He hardens quickly under Lan Wangji's touch, but before it gets into more dangerous territory, he swats Lan Wangji's hands away, pressing himself between Lan Wangji's legs. Spread yourself for me, he says, and Lan Wangji obeys. His eyes visibly nervous as he bares himself to Wei Wuxian's gaze. His hole is flushed and pink. When Wei Wuxian rubs a finger against it, it slips in easily.
I, mumbles Lan Wangji, biting his lip. I prepared in the shower before the banquet.
Oh, my heavens, murmurs Wei Wuxian, unable to stop the mental image jolting through him at that. Lan Wangji pressed against the shower wall, legs spread, fingers moving desperately into himself. You planned this, huh?
I had hoped,
hedges Lan Wangji, and the flush spreads from his ears to his cheeks as he looks away, clearly embarrassed at having admitted to anything. Well, you planned well, says Wei Wuxian, grabbing the lube from the dresser. I'm sorry in advance if I don't perform to your expectations.
Wei Ying, rebukes Lan Wangji. You could never disappoint me.
Lan Wangji is still loose from his preparations, but Wei Wuxian slicks up a finger anyway, just to make sure. The heat of him is intoxicating around his fingers. Wei Wuxian vaguely wonders how he's going to last later, with Lan Wangji already pressing instinctively against his fingers. Relax a little, he pleads, stroking at Lan Wangji's cock again. Lan Wangji nods, his fingers clenching in the sheets nonetheless. Wei Wuxian crooks his fingers inside, and Lan Wangji's eyes go wide. Slowly, Wei Wuxian slips his fingers out. He moves to roll on a condom, but Lan Wangji stills his hand.
It has only been you for me,
his eyes seem to say.
Has it only been me for you?
You're right. Wei Wuxian leans in to kiss him again. Are you sure, though? Lan Wangji nods. Wei Wuxian presses the tip of his cock against him and continues to kiss him as he slowly enters. It's just as he suspected. He's not going to last long if he doesn't distract himself quick. Lan Wangji is so tight and hot against him, taking him in eagerly inch by inch. Wei Wuxian briefly looks down, takes in the sight of Lan Wangji spread beneath him, and has to close his eyes.
Wei Ying,
wonders Lan Wangji, cupping his face. Wei Wuxian cracks one eye open and chuckles. You look so good, he confesses. So beautiful. I couldn't look for long or else I'd come immediately, and what's the fun in that? Lan Wangji huffs in amusement, his lips quirking like a cat that got the cream. Wei Wuxian kisses him again, lips, neck, collar. His fingers tweak at Lan Wangji's rosy nipples before skimming down the planes of his abdominals to rest against his waist. Tell me what you want me to do, Lan Chan, he teases. Lan Wangji swallows.
Please, he mumbles. You're already inside.
Yeah, but I want to hear you say it. Wei Wuxian grins. Say it. Lan Wangji's cheeks flush even brighter pink. He hides his face in his hands. Wei Wuxian laughs, his hands stilling Lan Wangji's hips before they can buck against him. He wants to hear it, not just because it'd be cute to hear Lan Wangji say something so dirty, but also because it would reassure him that this is what Lan Wangji wants. And Lan Wangji seems to realize that too, as he takes a deep breath and pulls him in for another kiss.
Fuck me, Wei Ying,
he murmurs, and the sound of it sends shivers down Wei Wuxian's spine. He moves, and Lan Wangji's moans fill his ears. Wei Wuxian is never going to forget that, for sure. Slowly, he begins to set a rhythm, letting his instinct take over as Lan Wangji arches needily against him.
You feel so good, Lan Chan, he breathes, panting heavily against Lan Wangji's shoulder.
Just the press of their bodies against one another is intoxicating. Lan Wangji's heat all around his cock is surely going to drive him insane. How could he have been so blind, so stupid? He can't help but think back to Baifeng, to Qishan, to Xinglu. All those cracks in Lan Wangji's exterior, the slow melting of his icy persona in the face of Wei Wuxian's spring, all of that had only ever been for him, and he had been too blinded by his own doubts to realize it sooner. But it's no use dwelling on the past. All he can do is make it up to Lan Wangji, over and over and over again. And he does that now, with each thrust deep into Lan Wangji, with each stroke of his hand against Lan Wangji's length, as he coaxes him back to hardness. Lan Wangji bites off a moan into his hand, draws Wei Wuxian in by the nape to kiss him.
Lan Chan, I'm close,
he breathes against Lan Wangji's lips, as the edge swiftly approaches and his heartbeat grows erratic, wild. His hands and hips pick up their pace, desperate to bring Lan Wangji to climax with him, too.
Come with me, Lan Arguga. I want to see your cute face again.
Wei Ying, mumbles Lan Wangji, biting at his lip.
Please,
breathes Wei Wuxian. That's all the encouragement Lan Wangji needs to flip them back again, his fringe falling into Wei Wuxian's face as his hips pick up against Wei Wuxian's cock. Wei Wuxian can't help but laugh at it, though Lan Wangji briefly stills in confusion.
No, no,
he gasps, hands flying to guide Lan Wangji's hips along his cock again.
I wasn't laughing because it was... It's not strange, it's just... You're hot when you're like this.
Lan Wangji places a finger to his lips, shushes him. He leans in, seals it with a kiss, before returning to ride Wei Wuxian until they're both coming. Lan Wangji spills messily across Wei Wuxian's abdomen. But when Wei Wuxian pulls out of him, a small rivulet of white drips down along Lan Wangji's thigh. He can't help but commit that to memory, as he cleans them up and clambers under the sheets, wrapping Lan Wangji close to him. Lan Wangji leans in to listen to his heartbeat, which Wei Wuxian hopes isn't fluttering as erratically as he thinks it feels.
Mine,
breathes Lan Wangji, and this time Wei Wuxian knows exactly what he means. Yours, he agrees, pressing Lan Wangji's fingers against his heart. Lan Wangji snuggles into the crook of his neck, tangling their fingers together and kissing the tips.
Come home with me,
he says. This time, Wei Wuxian agrees without hesitation. That idiot. Mian Mian and I had a chat. She said it was better for us to stay as friends. I didn't even realize we were friends to begin with. Am I just that bad at people? Maybe I'm destined to be forever alone. Wei Ying? Oh, right. You're probably with Lan Wangji. I guess I'll just watch dog videos on Youku, then. Older brother.
Wangji, you've caused quite the stir with the sponsors again. Playing that song with Wei Wuxian? Controversial choice. But I suppose it can't be helped. You just can't seem to go to a competition without surprising the world with him. Ha ha. I guess we'll be expecting him to come home with you this time.
Bunny emoji. ZZZ emoji.
Is he? I'll leave you to it then.
In the morning, they slip out before the rest of the competitors awake. A Jin family chauffeur drives them to the station, and in the back of the car, they keep their hands tight against one another, savoring each other's warmth and presence. Protesters still line the gates and streets, though in less populous flocks than before. Jin Guangyao's resignation has sent some of them home, but the full fight has not ended yet.
If Wei Wuxian's cursory glance to the relevant tags on Weibo indicate, Lanling's fight against electing Jing Guangshan has yet to begin. He can only hope Jing Guangshan won't win. But that's more so because if he does, his Shuxia is likely to be thrust into the limelight, along with the rest of the Jin family. Or so he'd like to think. The next high-speed train from Lanling City to Chai'i is already starting to board by the time they arrive on the platform, wheeling their suitcases down the escalator and trying not to hit too many people with Lan Wangji's guqin. People whisper and stare at them, but Wei Wuxian only clutches tighter onto Lan Wangji's arm as they find their seats. "What would you like us to be, Lan Chan?" he wonders, leaning against Lan Wangji's shoulder as he takes out the faded white hair ribbon, running it through his fingers. "You know, from now on, now that we aren't rivals. I know you said once you didn't like imposing simplistic human narratives onto content taken out of context, but..."
"Husbands,"
says Lan Wangji immediately. Wei Wuxian gasps. "That's going a bit fast, isn't it?" he demands, but he's grinning nonetheless. A golden something blooming in his chest at the idea that Lan Wangji has already envisioned forever with him. Him, of all people.
"Someday,"
agrees Lan Wangji as he takes the ribbon from Wei Wuxian and ties it around his wrists like a promise.
"But for now, boyfriends will suffice."
Wei Wuxian laughs at that as the train slowly begins to pull out of the station, heading for Chai'i and the rest of their future together. "I like the sound of that," he says, brushing his lips against the ribbon on his wrist before entwining their fingers. "Husbands." It has taken him years of running and doubt to finally stop and realize that he doesn't need to do that anymore. It has taken him years of striving for gold to realize that the only gold he really wants is reflected in Lan Wangji's eyes, warm and loving. And as Wei Wuxian leans in to kiss his boyfriend, he realizes that's the only victory worth having.